There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Tuesday on KMOX DGS, minus everybody but me. Just a little Kevin hanging out in the studio. Still kind of something I'm comfortable and used to, though. Comfortable with, I should say, and used to. Good to be with you guys. It'll be kind of normal-ish for these 3 hours, minus the fact that you're not going to see or hear Dave, see or hear Rachel, see or hear Andrew. If you're on the stream, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate you. If something during the show catches your attention, comments, opinions, questions, all of it, perfectly welcome, all good. Insults are fine, I guess. I can deal with that. Compliments are okay, too. But either way, feel free to participate, I guess, is the point. But we have normal-ish stuff. We're going to talk to Janelle next hour. She's our movie and TV person, so we're going to kind of go over a few things. Janelle just jumped in on the stream, by the way, a little bit ago and said, between Christmas and New Year's is officially Lord of the Rings binge week. That's a good idea. I try to watch those movies every year and a half, because they're just so good. They're long, and if you're getting the extended cuts, which, of course, being the nerd that I am, I want, it's just every time it's good. I'm getting the movies I've seen the most in my life are certainly the Star Wars movies. I don't think there's any question about that, because they go back to my childhood. And when you're a kid, and we had VCRs, we didn't have 500 movies. You had 8 movies at any given point, and some of them were, you know, broken or whatever. But Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, I can't even tell you how many times I've seen those. I couldn't even count. It's in the hundreds for sure. Probably Rocky IV was another one, because we had that one on VCR, and you just pop it in there when you were bored. Because, we didn't have the kinds of options that you have now, which would mean you don't ever, I don't know that we'll get back to that point where you're watching a movie hundreds of times, because you're just so much new shows everywhere, new movies everywhere, video games. I mean, you just name all the entertainment. We could just sit there and scroll TikTok for an hour and a half or 4 hours, whatever. But you have all these options where you're not going to do that. And I don't know that I don't long for the good old days of watching, but as Janelle pointed out, there are some. And those are definitely in that group that I watch probably once a year. I don't like to do it more. Like, every once in a while, I get the pull. Like, oh, it'd be fun to watch Lord of the Rings today. It'd really be fun. But, like, if you do it too much, I think you lose a little bit of that. Anyway, we'll talk about all of that stuff. Entertainment news, TV, what Janelle has seen, all of that coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Start off the 3 o'clock hour, so 1 hour from now. I want to start this hour with some audio. And I, you know, Dave and I have referenced a guy named Chase Hughes a bunch of times on the show. And Chase Hughes, if you're on social media and you follow the kinds of things that Dave and I do, because we're kind of dorks about, you know, watching podcasts or watching clips of podcasts at the very least of, you know, people who cover the intelligence world, former CIA agents, people who were special operators, you know, former Navy SEALs, people that are kind of giving us insight into the parts of the world we don't have. I find it cool. Dave does too, and that's why we bring this stuff up quite a bit. And I may bring some of this up again when we have the whole crew back. But Chase Hughes is an interesting guy. By the way, went to the Missouri Military Academy. I did not know that until today. But he was a 20-year veteran in the Navy. He studied and taught and wrote books about manipulating human beings. He specialized in psyops. He specialized in intelligence gathering, in human behavior. And he's got all kinds of really interesting clips out there of him explaining how you can get tells on people when they're lying, when they're uncomfortable, whatever, just by facial tics or hand movements or whatever. But he's also made some bigger points here recently that I think are pretty close to some of the things that we've talked about here on the show. And I know I repeat these things a lot, but I like to bring it to you from someone that's not me, because this person, this particular person, Chase Hughes, is an expert in the field of what we're talking about, in manipulating groups of people for a purpose. Now, when you're in the military, that could be manipulating people in another country in a way that will benefit you, will benefit the United States. These things happen here too, though. They don't necessarily all, this is what I want to be clear about before I play this audio. None of this implies that the government is doing things, okay? It's just that there are people who have ways to influence people. And that can be wealthy people. That can be people who have microphones, podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, whatever. Can be government officials, but it's not necessarily limited to that. But he talks a lot now about how divided we are as a country. And this expert in psychological operations, this expert in manipulating populations of human beings to a specific end, thinks that it's all done on purpose. He doesn't think it's a conspiracy. He's not a conspiracy theorist. He just has an area of expertise, and he sees the signs that Americans are being intentionally divided. Now, I wanted you to hear this clip. It's short, minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, of him explaining this. And then we'll follow up with what it means, because I've argued for years on this show that we spend too much time fighting left versus right, right versus left. It should be up versus down. It should be those of us that are in the middle and down fighting up. And that's kind of the point that Chase Hughes makes in this clip.
If you're on the left, you're being shown the stupidest dumbasses on the right that could possibly exist. But what the way that you're shown it so often on repeat, you have no other choice in your mind unless you're deliberately seeking out competing media narratives. You have no other choice in your mind but to think all of these people are insane. All of them are absolute idiots. I don't know how this is possible. And if you're on the right and you scroll through your feed, if you're on X or Instagram, doesn't matter. You scroll through your feed and you're going to see the absolute morons on the left. And they're going to show you the most crazy psycho people possible over and over and over and over again until you say, this is the left. But if you walk into a Walmart, you're going to see people that voted in a way that you didn't vote. They're not screaming. They're not psycho. And they probably want the same things that you do. You have more in common with these people than you think. You're going to go see somebody on the right if you're on the left, or somebody on the left if you're on the right. They want to feed their kids. They want to pay lower taxes. They want to feel safe in their own home. They want to chill. They want to come home at the end of the day and put their feet up and have some time off. They want to have time with their family. I want everybody to know I've studied PSYOPs for a very, very long time. I train PSYOPs. And you have more in common with all those people that didn't vote the way you voted than some billionaire elite that's influencing media narratives. Even if that billionaire votes the same way you do, you still have more in common with that person that voted the other way that you see every day in your life. That's not crazy. That is absolute engineered reality. I'm not sitting here trying to say, oh, you need to love your neighbor. You need to love people. And that'd be great. Yeah. I'm just saying that the hatred that people are feeling for the other side is engineered. It is not real. And it's very difficult for people to admit that I have been manipulated.
It's really fascinating stuff from a person who is an expert in the field. And what I really like about what he's saying there, and the point being that if you're aware of this, you can combat it. And that's kind of been, it's the nature of social media. So he's not talking about the government doing something or any specific billionaire or any specific group of people. Just the fact that all of this is happening around you for various purposes, by the way. Some people are doing it for one set of reasons and others are doing it for another set of reasons. Keep in mind that this, what he's talking about here is our collective immersion, essentially, in social media. How do most of us set up social media? You follow people that you like or that you know. And a lot of people, now I do not follow much in terms of politics on social media. Maybe it's why I've been lucky enough to stay out of the whole left versus right, you're idiots and you're idiots and all that stuff, because I don't really follow that. I'm not being fed those things. And it's not about smart, okay? When he talks about these things, he's talking about the reason these things work is because human beings on a psychological level are all very much the same. Because what he's talking about are things that target the subconscious, your survival instincts. And over time, to survive, humans gathered with other humans that were like them, lived in the same village, lived in the whatever it happens to be. It's broadened now. It's bigger now. There are more voices involved now. But if you hear those words that this man just said, you hear about this being deliberate. Doesn't it seem obvious that it's deliberate? And the problem that we run into, and I run into this a lot, you open up Facebook. I try to open it up once a day to check and see if I get a notification that it's somebody's birthday that I shouldn't be forgetting. That's what I use Facebook for. And then I leave it up because people can then reach out to me, family members, whatever, if they don't have my cell number. I've gotten some high school friends in the past that have reached out that way, whatever. But I never go on there because as you scroll down the feed on Facebook, half of what you see is AI nonsense. There are all these, like, if you're a St. Louis Cardinals fan, there are accounts on there that are completely fake that post fake stories every day. Fake stories every day. One of them, I saw one the other day. Brendan Donovan refuses to be traded by the Cardinals because he loves St. Louis. Click on the article for more. And you go into the comments and there are like 800 comments. And some people are going, guys, this is fake. This is made up. It's AI. And there are other people arguing about it like it's real. Those things are being done intentionally to you. So what's the purpose of that manipulation? It's to get you to click the link. Because when you click the link, the ads they sell get more hits and they get more revenue. It doesn't matter if it's real or fake. The click is what matters. And when you click, you give them what they're wanting from you. And that's just one example. There are plenty of others. Half of the comments you'll see on Twitter, for example, on anything serious, anything political, half of them are bots. And they're not all based here. But that's done on purpose. because a lot of foreign entities know, well, they can't directly attack us. They don't want to do anything crazy, start a financial war, start a real war. But what they can do is try to manipulate the population using social media. And when you give into it or when you buy it without second guessing it, without wondering, why is it that I only see things that really feed my own view of the world? Why am I not seeing anything else? Chase Hughes just described it there, and he's totally right. If you go on to the feed of someone who's very left or very right, everything they have about the other side that they see is going to be something wacky. And then you get this belief that everyone on the other side is crazy. They're all fascists, or they're all commies, or whatever. And the reality is so far from that. The extreme views are the rare views, but they get the most clicks. They get the most action. Now, who's manipulating you? You know, this is where you get difficult. If you try to answer that specifically, you're going into conspiratorial thinking. They're doing it. Who's they? Well, it doesn't have to be coordinated to be a thing. You're being manipulated with television commercials. You're being manipulated with political messaging. But it's all for different reasons. And a lot of it is for someone's own reason. I want to get elected. Here's how I can do that. I can make people feel a certain way about me. You're being manipulated by people outside the country who don't want us to get along, who understand the best way to bring us down a notch or two is to keep us fighting each other. There are wealthy people who like that dynamic also, because then we're not wondering, why are they taking advantage of a system that we can't take advantage of? Why are there separate rules for people in power versus the hundreds of millions of us that are not in power? Is it a conspiracy? I doubt it. It's probably just a whole lot of groups of people acting in their own interest. But that's why I like Chase Hughes, is he's not trying to pin it on someone. He's not trying to pin it on a group or a person, because when you do that, you're limiting the point. The reality is it's always happening. And the more aware of it you are, the less you fall for it. It doesn't mean someone is dumber or smarter. It's not about intelligence, because as he points out in some of his other conversations, these are things that hit your subconscious. They are survival instincts that are being targeted. And we all have those. And we do all have the ability to step further back and say, is what I'm seeing just what this algorithm knows I want to see? Or is what I'm seeing reality? And then learning how to double and triple check to make sure. Like when you see those fake stories on Facebook about some Cardinals player or whatever it is, just know that, you know, you have to be able to tell the difference. I can't tell you how many times I get sent those stories and like, look what I saw. Yeah, it's not real. Doesn't take long, but if you always have in your mind, I want to double check things, it helps. I thought that was a really interesting clip. I eventually I'm going to bring back more. Maybe, you know, I think we're going to try to get him on at some point. I think we've reached out to see if he's going to be able to join us at some point, because it's a fascinating look at how in modern times it's just easier and faster and more effective to manipulate groups of people because of social media. Doesn't mean you got to get rid of it. It doesn't mean that it's all bad. It means all of us have to learn and do a better job of understanding how algorithms work and how they're feeding us what we show it that we want. If we show it that we want variety, we get it. So we got to maybe take that step ourselves. All right, stick around. I went a little further there than I thought I was going to go. We got a lot more coming your way. In fact, next hour, Janelle's going to jump in. We'll talk TV and radio, or TV and radio, TV and movies. Matt Pauly's going to join me later on. We'll do some sports and other stuff with Matt as well. Hang tight. DGS picks back up in a minute here on KMOX. Hi, it's DGS here on a Tuesday. Settled on Tuesday. It's reality, right, Kyle? Okay. It's reality. It is Tuesday. It doesn't feel like it. It feels like maybe Sunday or Monday. I don't know. Every day has felt the same now.
Feels like a Tuesday to me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's true. You're probably here yesterday.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, a lot of it is about continuous days in the building, right? Yeah. Or at work. So tomorrow we'll probably feel more normal. And then we'll be off again and then back again on Friday. So Friday will feel both like Monday and Friday.
Yeah, and this time between Christmas and New Year's is weird every single year.
Oh, it's the nether regions. It's like neither this nor that.
Right.
It's kind of in between. But it's still, you know, pretty chill, and we appreciate you guys joining us. We got heavy action on the stream today. By the way, I don't know if I can pronounce it correctly, because it can be pronounced two different ways. But is it Casey Koch or Casey Koch, K-O-C-H, on the stream? Thanks for the comment, by the way. Talking about that last segment referencing Chase Hughes said, I love the smart common sense. Our politicians need to be like you. Big fan, Wheeler for president. Please don't wish that on me. I cannot ever possibly, not qualified. And unfortunately, there are too many people that don't realize that they're not qualified. But not qualified for anything at that level. Maybe not anything at all in that world. And B, it's such a trash game. Like so many people, you just don't want any part of it. This is one of the reasons why when we talk a lot about things that could make the country better, it would be making the system so that you don't have to compromise, that you don't have to sell out, that you don't, because if you don't do those things, you're not going to win, because you're not going to have the money. The only way you can get smart people, normal people who don't want to be career politicians, but who may have a drive to help out for 4 years or 8 years in some capacity, not necessarily everybody president, but this is not a knock on everybody. We have good people in politics. We just don't have enough. And the game is the problem, not the players. The game is the problem. I wouldn't call it rigged. It's not that. But it's heavily tilted towards money. I mean, does it speak any common sense to anybody that Congress nationally has always gotten terrible reviews on its performance, yet the incumbents win like 95% of elections? How can people universally agree that they're not doing a good job, but then the people not doing the good job keep winning? It's because they have the money. They have the power, therefore they have the access to the money. They get to stay there, and they get to keep getting richer.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you can compromise to do that, I don't know. People that can compromise to get in and then would change it would get my admiration, but nobody seems to be trying to change any of it. Anyway, thank you guys. Stick around. We got a lot more coming your way. We got Janelle next hour talking movies and TV. Matt Pauly in the 4 o'clock hour. Got some more audio clips, so stick around. DGS rolls along here on a Tuesday on KMOX. Hi, 235 on DGS. Dave, Rach, and Andrew enjoying the rest of the holiday season. And Friday, January 2nd, we'll get back together. And then next week, back to normal. Appreciate you guys joining me, hanging out for these couple of hours. Janelle's going to join us after the 3 o'clock news. Just getting latest on what's in the theaters, what's coming to the theaters, what has she seen, TV stuff. Where are we with Stranger Things, which has its final episode tomorrow night? Yeah, right? New Year's Eve, right? Won't be able to watch it tomorrow night, though. I'll have to watch some college football. I got to watch the Canes and the Ohio State Buckeyes. But we'll be watching it within the next few days. That's the way we did it. We binged those. My 12-year-old niece is really into it. So we watched a lot of that during the Christmas break. Watched all the latest episodes. So I'm up to date. So maybe we'll hit a little bit of that. We want to avoid spoilers, though, because we know people haven't really gotten a chance to do all of that, especially during the holidays. Anyway, TV, movies, you name it. Janelle after the top of the hour news. And then Matt Pauly at the 4 o'clock, in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk a bit about what's going on in sports. So we got Rush Hour Sports tonight. That's where when Matt and I nerd out. We'll get dorky. We'll get into all the nerdy stuff with the Cardinals and the latest there and college football playoffs and all that. But in the meantime, we'll have different various DGS style things. Just difference being it's only one voice instead of four. Basically what it's going to be. So I think I got some more audio for later, too. I've got a bit of audio from John Calipari that relates to college basketball to a degree, but I think it's a bigger psychological issue than basketball. I'll explain what I mean. It's about control and who has it and how they keep it. And I'll explain that. We'll do that in about an hour. I wanted to get into this story that I saw over the holidays because I thought it was interesting. Previously, I had seen a story about concert tickets being really expensive, why that is, and Business Insider kind of broke it down. They went into why the costs are what they are compared to what they used to be. And of course, you think about all the reasons, right? You got inflation, which hits everything. And I mean, over time, not just in the last year. I'm talking about in the last 10, 20, 30 years. Why are concerts so much more expensive to go to now? Well, one is certainly inflation. That's a part of it. But then you have this other, you have just the radical change in how music generates revenue. And then you have the third parties, right? You've got Live Nation and Ticketmaster and the fees that go along with all that. You've got the secondary ticket market, which is much bigger and it's legal, right? When I was a kid, you had to get a scalper. You didn't have just like ticket brokers and online sources where you could just go do it all above board. So a lot of these things make the concert-going experience more expensive. And then I saw over the weekend, this is not in any way fun, but Live Nation's CEO, who I think is worth almost $1 billion now, says that we're lucky that tickets aren't more expensive because he thinks they could be and should be. And I'm like, okay, that's a jerk stance. But does he have a point? Does he have a point? Because when I go back to, so I'm not going to go back super far, but I'm going to go back to before these changes, before tickets started getting ridiculously expensive, before you had a lot of, because keep in mind, to get concert tickets for something that was in demand in the olden times, you had to go stand in line. You had to take off work or pay someone else or ask a buddy to do a favor or whatever to go stand in line overnight outside the box office to go buy them. So you take that away and you're paying for the convenience of not having to do that. That's the argument for Ticketmasters and Live Nations and things like that. You don't have to do the ridiculous thing for the big concert. Okay. But there's also the change in how we get music, right? And I mean how we buy it. You used to, not that long ago, have to go buy records, cassettes, CDs at the store. And in the 90s, I think mid-90s is when I got out of college. I mean, if depending on where you were getting them, you were probably paying on average about $15 per CD. So based on what I know I pay now for music, it's a pretty significant discount when you think about it. Because I think I'm paying, I think we do one of the family plans, and it's probably about $20 a month for the family, not just me. So I'm basically a third of that. So let's say I'm $10 a month, even though that's, let's say I'm $10 a month, that's $120 a year. That's to listen to anything I want, anytime I want. I don't have to download it. I can, but I don't have to. I can literally listen to anything I want for $10 a month. Anytime, all day, no limitations. In the past, I'd have to go buy the CDs, or you have to, you know, bootleg, which is against the law. We know people did it forever, though, right? Your buddy would burn a CD for you because you didn't want to go pay for it. But when you're thinking about it now, so one, this stuff that we're seeing now kind of takes away the need for bootlegging, which was a real problem for years in the industry. But if you're going to get, how was I going to get access to the entire music catalog in the world at any time I want it without spending thousands of dollars a year to buy everything? So if in the old system, if you bought 8 CDs a year, and again, I don't remember always getting that many. You know, I remember I'd get 4 or 5 around the holidays, and I would probably buy a few. But like, if you're getting 8 to 10 CDs a year, you're spending $150, and you're only getting those 10 CDs. You're not getting the rest of the music catalog to explore at your will. And I think that, you know, when you look at how musicians make money, and I know a lot of this started changing because of the Napster case. Because in Napster, you could just share for free, which was clearly illegal. It's clearly bootlegging. But that started people's desires to have the, you know, when you have MP3s instead of hard copies that you have to use, you could more easily move files. You can more easily. So this is why the music consumption started to change because of the technology. It became too easy to just bootleg everything. So why make it so that, why not just make it so people don't want to? For $10 a month, you got it all. For $20 a month, your whole family has it all. Well, for the artists, though, they're not selling that many records anymore. They're not selling. Like, people are not just going and buying CDs, cassettes. Now, maybe you buy some collector's stuff if you're a really big fan of an artist. But that way of generating revenue is basically, if not gone, dramatically eliminated, because they don't get that many, they don't get that much money per stream of a song. They don't make that much money. The artists don't. So if for me, as a person that goes to maybe a few concerts a year, if those concerts are more expensive, even if they're double what they used to be, and I know in some cases it's more than that.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm kind of okay with it, because the other changes have been to my benefit. got a message here on the stream. This is funny. Go to sleep. Send us the message. And said, I've been in the music industry for 20 years, Wheels. People will spend $20 on a cheeseburger, but don't want to pay $15 for an album. You're not wrong. You're definitely not wrong. And I get it. And I'm not saying that the way things are now is the best way or the way that it should be. But if you put it into any proper perspective, any form of live entertainment is expensive. Does anybody argue that it should be less expensive to see the hottest show on Broadway? Well, then why would we argue that for our favorite band or favorite artist? A lot of it is supply and demand, too. These artists are selling. Remember the Taylor Swift tour? And it's like, it's too expensive. Well, it's because the demand was incredibly high. When you live in the world that we live in, which is a capitalist society, supply and demand rules pricing. So if there's a lot of demand for something, the price is going to go up. When the Rolling Stones play a show, or like when I went to see Metallica, the reason they could charge what they did is because people are going to buy it. So you have supply and demand naturally fueling those. And I would say maybe the demand is a little higher in the sense that, you know, live music is becoming more valuable. At least I think it is. But you're also not spending on these other things. So you're spending more on merch, you're spending more on going to shows, but you're spending way less to actually get music that you can own and or access anytime you want. And I find I have a hard time getting mad, even though I don't love it. I don't love when I look down and I'm like, $300 for the show? What are you kidding me? But then I think about it, I'm like, well, I didn't actually buy their last three CDs because I didn't have to. I got a music service. I don't have to buy them. I can download them as a natural part of what I have, but I don't have to buy them separately, individually. And it's just, I've always found it interesting as a sports guy that people often complain about the cost of tickets and sports. And again, I'm not saying that it's an invalid complaint entirely. I'm just saying compare it to any other live entertainment event. I mean, not to pick on Disney or anything, but what do you think Disney on Ice costs to go to? Because I see tickets for those types of shows for $50, $70, $80, $100, $150, depending on where you want to sit and all of that. There are, in some cases, you can get for less than that. But, I mean, I don't see that. And that's just a pre-rehearsed thing. It's not a sporting event. It's not live. I mean, it's live, but it's not a competition. It's not new. And to a degree, a concert is kind of like that, right? You're not always seeing, you're not seeing new material. You know, your band's going to play the things that you expect them to play for the most part. And I think it's just when you're thinking about prices on things, is it something that is understandably more expensive? Because there are some things that are not understandably more expensive. There are some things where like, hey, the cost of making this thing hasn't gone up that much. And we're getting, you know, stuck with it on things that you need more than things. Like, it's why we all complain about grocery prices and things like, because we got to have food. You know, you don't have to go to the concert, even though for me, it's a big deal when you get a chance to go see someone you care about. But yeah, I think that it's important to understand that this is how it's evolved because the bands still need to make money. Not just the bands, the artists need to make money because it's their job. And the old way of making big revenue was selling records, selling cassettes, selling CDs. That's basically gone. Not 100%, but mostly gone. So what do you do to make a living in the business? You perform live. Because it's still got that unique call. And that's why bands tour, artists tour more than they used to. Because it's the way you keep that thing going. And I don't love it. I don't want it. I wish it was better. I wish it was less. But I get it. And I'm actually getting a break on the other end by quite a bit. Anyone want to go to a show? I got to find the next one. I haven't been to one. You know, 2025 was a bad year for me for shows. I think I only saw one, maybe two. Yeah, because I went to, I might have only seen one, which was not by choice, just by scheduling and you know, things not falling in line the way I wanted them to. Not because of the money, although there are times I've passed because of the money. And that's okay. We all have to sacrifice on things that, hey, we want to go, but can't pull it off. I don't feel the need to blame the bands or blame anybody else because it's too much for me, because it's just too much for me. Others clearly went and bought it because the thing sold out. And while I don't want it to be that way, I do get it. And I just keep getting my cheap music every day. Because I think I downloaded this is not just what I listened to. I downloaded 20 albums in the last year. Like if I were paying for those individually, it's a lot of money. I mean, I'm spending $300 just on those. And that doesn't count anything else I would have wanted to listen to or anything. All right, stick around. DGS continues. Janelle's going to join us after the 3 o'clock news. Matt Pauly after the 4 o'clock news. Trying to keep on keeping on here on KMOX. All right, just a little bit of time left here in this hour. After the news, we'll talk to our TV and movie expert / critic. Janelle's going to join us. Kind of a review of 2025, the hits, the misses, and then we'll see if there's anything in the short term, you know, things that are going on right now that we should know about. Later on, 4 o'clock hour, Matt Pauly is going to join us. We'll talk some cards. Still trade rumors out there for Brendan Donovan, and they're getting interesting. You know, it's not like anything's being reported as on the verge, but some interesting stuff where we're starting to hear names of players that could be coming in return for Brendan Donovan. So we'll kick that around. Baseball America said the Cardinals have the most improved farm system for 2025. That's a good start to a rebuild, is to get things rolling at the minor league level. So those are the kind of things we'll get into, and the college football playoff, and some non-sports with Matt Pauly in the 4 o'clock hours where as well. So staying busy on a Tuesday here on DGS on KMOX.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.